Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Things go from bad to worse at West Ham.
Yet another home defeat in a London derby.
Do we really appreciate how good Harry Kane is?
How many other centre-forwards have done this? How many forwards of Kane's calibre and standing in the game have been able to adapt and broaden out their game as they move into their 30s? Not many.
And are we now seeing the best of Kylian Mbappe at Real Madrid?
Here is Vinicius, back to Mbappe, who lines up the shot. Mbappe! Kylian Mbappe just can't stop scoring.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Route 1. It's your rapid-fire football digest. Never longer than 15 minutes, never anything less than a glorious cornucopia of nuggets and tidbits from around the world. It's football, fast, no faff. Let's go Route 1.
And there's the full-time whistle. West Ham have lost again at home.
West Ham were beaten again this weekend. Their fourth defeat in five and their third consecutive home defeat to a London rival. It was Crystal Palace this time, which means their manager Oliver Glasner has now won more games at the London Stadium than Hammers boss Graham Potter. That's not the only damning stat. The Hammers also conceded their seventh goal of the season from a corner, their 13th overall. So while they are scoring a goal a game, they're conceding nearly three. Once again, there were moments where you could see positives. There were flashes of what West Ham might be capable of, but not nearly enough. So little wonder that their supporters made their feelings so abundantly clear throughout the afternoon. Now, we never call for people to be sacked on this show, but if Potter was dismissed today, there could be no compelling defence of his achievements or progress thus far. But if he goes, then what? Who fixes this and how? Because the real problem at West Ham isn't Potter. It's the complete lack of any sort of long-term planning. If you've been listening to this show since the start, you'll know that we saw this coming way back in July. We could see their squad wasn't fit for purpose. Why couldn't they? Credit where it's due, the owners have spent some money. They dropped £125 million in the summer on new players. The problem is where it went. £33 million on Jean-Claire Tobido, who was there on loan last season but has been dropped from the first team two games after making the move permanent. £20 million went on goalkeeper Mads Hermansen and he was dropped after four games. Their two centre-forwards, Nicholas Fulkrug and Callum Wilson, are 33 and 34 next February, and they let Lucas Fabianski go last summer only to re-sign him again on deadline day. Where's the long-term planning here? The news that Slaven Bilic is in the frame indicates it doesn't exist. Bilic is a good guy. He had a fine first season at this club 10 years ago, but he was last seen in English football taking his turn on Watford. He lasted 26 games, which actually gets you a testimonial over there, I think. But even if it's Nuno Espirito Santo, as has been widely reported, that still means a transition from a manager who generally craves possession to a manager who had the third lowest percentage of it in the Premier League last season. That's a pretty major change of playing style to impose without a pre-season and with the transfer window closed. Where's the joined-up thinking? What is the long-term plan? West Ham have, with their big free stadium and their enormous fan base and their London location, the potential to mix it with the biggest clubs in the country. Right now, they're getting outsmarted and overtaken by the smaller ones. Sacking Potter won't change that. The leadership itself has to change. But let's give Palace some credit because they don't get enough. 17 games unbeaten now, fifth place, and all this after a traumatic transfer window that saw them lose Eberechi Eze and have to do a lot of man management on Mark Gahey, who had probably already booked the removal vans for the journey to Merseyside. Oliver Glasner is a football genius. Elsewhere in the Premier League, the much-vaunted clash between Arsenal and Manchester City ended in a Liverpool victory, or a 1-1 draw if you prefer. Mikel Arteta responded to Erling Haaland's opening goal and his many, many critics by sending the Gunners out for the second half in all-out attack mode. Pep Guardiola cosplayed as Jose Mourinho, and he so nearly took all 3 points. Liverpool themselves resisted the temptation to allow another two-goal lead to slip in order to contrive a dramatic late finish. They opted instead for a conventional 2-1 victory over Everton. They are now 5 points clear, but if I hear any ridiculous talk about the season being over already, I will start issuing banning orders. Tottenham are third after their engaging tussle with Brighton ended 2-2. Bournemouth's goalless draw with Newcastle has them fourth. The Magpies have only scored 3 and only conceded 3 this season. A very quiet start by their standards. There are murmurings of discontent at Chelsea again. They were beaten 2-1 by Manchester United in the rain on Saturday evening. They were not helped by goalkeeper Robert Sanchez's maniacal decision to get himself sent off after 5 minutes. So Casemiro very kindly evened the numbers just before half-time. Chelsea did well to come back into it, and they dominated possession in the second half, but Enzo Maresca's substitutions were the cause of raised eyebrows and indeed raised voices from the away end. Expect an angry reaction from Stamford Bridge next weekend if they fail to beat their feeder club Brighton. Sunderland won themselves a brilliant point on Sunday, fighting back with 10 men to draw 1-1 with Aston Villa, whose manager Unai Emery was furious with his players, and rightly so, they were abject. Fulham came back from 1-0 down to beat Brentford 3-1 in the reprehensible 8 p.m. Saturday night slot. Burnley and Nottingham Forest shared the points. They drew 1-1, and poor old Wolves got walloped 3-1 at home by Leeds. They are played 5, lost 5, and unsurprisingly, they are bottom. Let's have a look at Europe then. In Germany, Bayern Munich continued their 100% record with a 4-1 win away to Hoffenheim, thanks chiefly to Harry Kane's 10th hat-trick for Bayern. He has 13 goals in 7 games for the Bavarians this season, and I don't think people appreciate him enough. He's posting Messi-Ronaldo numbers in Germany, 98 goals in 103 games. Now, I loathe the importance afforded to the Ballon d'Or because individual awards in team sport are nonsensical. But why is he not in that conversation? Seb Stafford-Blohr is The Athletic's German correspondent. Seb, do the German people appreciate him more than the English?
Very interesting question, isn't it, Ian? And I think it has a couple of answers. The first of which is this convention that to win the Ballon d'Or, you must also win the Champions League and or the World Cup. Not sure when we all agreed on that, but it seems to be the case now. That's the assumption. The second is, I guess, fashionability. Because Kane's excellence has been spread over so many seasons, it becomes easy to take it for granted. And that's particularly true now. I mean, any Bayern Munich centre forward suffers the sort of the assumption that his goals are a bit soft, that they're easy to come by. And in certain cases, they are. But I think at the moment, that's particularly unjust because Kane has always been more than a goal scorer. Going back all the way to the Mauricio Pochettino years at Tottenham, he was an outstanding playmaker. His combinations with Son Heung-min, you know, like clearly he's not just a number nine in the old school sense. But Kane is also now, under Vincent Kompany, playing as broadly as he's ever done. And he's doing unusual things during games in addition to his goal scoring. So he's taking passes off his goalkeeper between his centre halves. He's beginning moves. He's serving as an out ball, helping to alleviate pressure. It's really, really interesting to watch, particularly so because currently Bayern are without Jamal Musiala, who suffered that terrible injury during the Club World Cup and will be out until probably January of 2026 at the earliest. And Kane is helping to compensate for a lot of the lost abilities, a lot of, you know, what Musiala would otherwise be doing. He's dropping to midfield. He's helping create chances. If you look at his data, some of his creative numbers are, in a few instances, double what they were last season. So it's a really interesting thing to watch. And also, I think you're seeing a growing level of appreciation because how many other centre forwards have done this? How many forwards of Kane's calibre and standing in the game have been able to adapt and broaden out their game as they move into their 30s? Not many.
Oli Burke had a similar impact for Union Berlin as they won 4-3 at Eintracht Frankfurt. Burke, who is without Scotland cap since 2020, became the first ever Scot to score a Bundesliga hat-trick. Borussia Dortmund affirmed their current best of the rest status with a 1-0 win over Wolfsburg as Karim Adeyemi followed up his brilliant outside-the-box strike against Juventus with a similar but even better effort. RB Leipzig continued their solid response to being hammered 6-0 on opening day by racking up a third straight win 3-1 at home to Cologne. En Serie A, Juventus dropped their first points of the campaign as Hellas Verona held them to a 1-1 draw. Second place Napoli can take advantage when they face second bottom Pisa tonight. There were impressive 3-0 away wins for Atalanta and AC Milan at Torino and Udinese respectively. Christian Pulisic with two goals and an assist for Milan there, while a single Lorenzo Pellegrini strike gave Roma the derby spoils against Lazio, who had two men sent off late on. Elsewhere, a 94th minute goal from 20-year-old Dutchman Jaden Adai earned Como a 2-1 win at Fiorentina, and Inter saw off Sassuolo by the same scoreline at the San Siro. So the Serie A table has a pleasingly old-school look about it right now. Juve atop for the moment, Napoli second, Milan third, and Roma fourth. Inter are now 10th. PSG remain top in Ligue 1. Despite not playing this weekend, their clash with Marseille was postponed due to heavy storms. That game will be played tonight, meaning PSG's players will not be able to attend the Ballon d'Or ceremony, ironically held in Paris. Except that is for the injured Ousmane Dembele, who is of course favourite to win. Elsewhere in Ligue 1, Monaco, Lyon and Strasbourg all won, and they all sit behind PSG on goal difference, at least until tonight, while Lille lost ground with a 3-0 defeat at Lyon. In Spain, Real Madrid beat Espanyol 2-0 with two fantastic strikes from distance. The first, undoubtedly the best shot Eder Militao has ever hit in his life. The second, a placed effort from Kylian Mbappe, who scored in all but one of his 9 goals for club and country this season. Madrid are 5 from 5 at the top, while Barcelona are in second. They won 3-0 at Getafe. Ferran Torres has beautifully worked opener, the pick of the action there, though worth noting that Marcus Rashford came off the bench to assist Dani Olmo late on. He seems to be getting his groove back. It was a wretched day for Atletico Madrid strikers though, as Julian Alvarez missed a penalty and Alexander Sorloth was sent off. Conor Gallagher put Atleti's 10 men ahead, only for Mallorca to come back and equalise. It ended 1-0, Atletico 12th. Home wins for Elche and Villarreal against Real Oviedo and Osasuna respectively extended their fine starts. Alexis Sanchez popped up with a winner for Sevilla away at Alaves, and Real Betis's 3-1 win over Sociedad leaves La Real winless in the bottom three. In the EFL, handsome Rob Edwards Middlesbrough are 4 points clear at the top of the Championship. They beat West Bromwich Albion 2-1 on Friday night. Stoke are second despite losing 2-1 to QPR. Wrexham held on at Carrow Road for a massive 3-2 win to alleviate the pressure over there. But there was no happy homecoming for Chris Wilder at Bramall Lane. Sheffield United were beaten 1-0 by Charlton and they remain bottom, 6 defeats from 6. And spare a thought for Blackburn too, who are 1-0 up against Ipswich after 79 minutes, only for the match to be abandoned after heavy rainfall. The red-carded Jacob Greaves now recast as Schrodinger's centre-back as he awaits either suspension or absolution. And this weekend's WSL was overshadowed by the tragic news that former Liverpool manager Matt Beard had died at the age of 47. Liverpool's match with Aston Villa was subsequently postponed. Chelsea remain at the top of the table. They beat Leicester 1-0 with a goal from Aggie Beaver-Jones. Manchester United and Arsenal drew 0-0. They are second and third. And the London City Lionesses won their first game, beating Everton 2-1. Some games for you tonight in the Championship and on Sky. Mill will play Watford. Watford have started very poorly this season, just the one win for them. So I hope new manager Paolo Pezzolano hasn't signed too long a lease on his flat. Napoli take on Pisa in Serie A. You can see that on TNT. You can also watch Sporting in Portugal as they take on Moreirense, but only if you have something called Triller TV Plus. Thank you so much for all your support. It really is very much appreciated. There's no YouTube video today because my daughter's off sick, and as you can probably hear, I'm not exactly tip-top either, but thank you for the sudden rush of YouTube subscriptions. We'll be back in business on that front tomorrow. Thank you to everyone who comments on Spotify as well. They're always fun. There's a good crowd over there. Remember, if you like the show, do make sure you follow, like, subscribe, review, whatever it is. It really makes so much difference. That was Route 1. It was football fast, no faff, some snot. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. We'll be back fully armed and operational tomorrow. See you then.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.